The numbers told the story, they always do.
He's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network. It's Gil Alexander, VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV. All proudly brought to you by BetMGM. Kelly Bidlon is here as well. Kelly Bidlon in the house, producer number nine. Crackman momentarily with Unscripted with the Crackman. We get tweets, though, Kelly. I want to get to some of these. Scott Murphy, Scott M. Orlando. The reference to the 1994 NFC title game, Dallas at San Francisco at Candlestick, that was also Ed Hockley's coming out party as the premier NFL referee of the late 90s and 21st century. I bet Kelly knew that, though. No one explained infractions with such detail as Ed.
I mean,
he's just saying you're young.
Speaking of great biceps.
Kelly's on something this morning. Okay. Roger Kane. Hey, Gil, I have an offensive player of the year future on Justin Jefferson, but can't seem to find the current odds. Will I cash? I think you're going to cash. Who knows, though? It's a vote, but you're definitely a favorite. And the reason, you know, most of these books take this down now that the regular season is over and that the votes are in kind of thing because they don't want any shenanigans happening with that. Angriest guy in New Jersey. Mad Human's Medical Marvels, just one example of the wit, cleverness, and sense of humor that I enjoy. Well done. Oh, he is a medical marvel. But thank you. And he also says, number one, don't worry about offending somebody. Two, you make a great point about Sean Payton and $20 million a year is ridiculous. Yeah, I think so. And to remind everybody that he wanted the Chargers job because of Justin Herbert. He knows it's real hard to win without a top quarterback. I agree with every bit of that. Bruce Dobingen. Guessing the top draft pick before NFL goobers go play at the Senior Bowl at the NFL Combine is like guessing your wife at the junior high prom. Sorry, I botched that one. But he's saying PSYOP or something. You gotta interpret these tweets sometimes.
Yeah, you do. You do.
Patty Romp took a while, but there definitely was an accent the longer that Sam Monson talked. Yeah, there was. People talking about Ben Shelton last night. Oh, here's one. Michael Burns. Kelly's man love for Mr. Levi was a tad awkward. So there's that.
Gotta sell it, man. Gotta get that number one pick, Ben.
He's just trying to cash a bet. You understand.
Okay? Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Unscripted with the Crack Man, Bill Krakenberger. Oh, yeah. Dude, Andy Murray came back and won. Is that what you just
told me?
Came
back and won. Yes, in four sets.
No, he didn't win in four sets. It's going to a fifth set. Kelly Bidlon, ladies and gentlemen, so obsessed with his Will Levis bet that he did not accurately report.
That is true. Going to a fifth set, I read the scores wrong.
That's right. Okay, we got that straight. Bill Krakenberger, sorry about the humidity in the studio. Let me just say that up front.
Yeah, no. This is good for me. I'll be sweating like an Italian on the witness stand by the time it's over.
Okay, here we go.
This is good. It is hot here, yeah. But anyway, so listen, though. Right away, I'll tell you. Let's get into sports talk. The only six in the world that I see is here at the South Point on Buffalo.
Yep.
So it's 5.5 everywhere, even a couple fives. They have a six here. Boy, this game went in a different direction than I thought.
Me too.
I thought this would – listen, maybe it would open around 5 or 4. I said it would open 4.5, which I guess it did open around 4.5, 4.
It opened 4.5. You know what my guess was? 2.5.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I heard you and Chris Monday morning. I listened to that Monday morning.
We're at 6?
Yeah. Six at the South Point here. I love to know why Chris moved it to the 6. Does he have a lot of action on Buffalo? I mean, obviously.
The man has his reasons, I'm sure. It must be that, yeah.
Wow. Anyway, God,
they were the first to go to 6, I think, too, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah.
Yeah. So 6 is the only 6 is right here. I don't know. I think Cincinnati has a decent defense. I don't like NFL sides. I'm not an NFL side guy. I try to find someone that can beat it. I've only found a couple people. A couple syndicates beat it. I'll tell you how they beat it. Not by picking sides, by middling games. That's how they beat it. So, especially around, over and around the 3. And Billy Walters used to do that. People thought he was betting one side or something, and really he was just coming back Monday because he can manipulate the whole world, the whole line, to move from 2 to 4.
The old Billy Walters fake out.
So I'm just saying, I don't blame him. It's fantastic.
But what you're getting at is I'm hearing you saying you may want to play this side?
It just looks too high for me. But
me too.
But you know what? After last weekend, Anyone can beat anyone. This weekend, too, believe it or not. 100%. I know people are going to say, no way, the Giants can't beat Philly.
Of course they can.
Anyone can beat anyone in the NFL this year, this season for sure. But every season, like I always say, I always say it on every show I'm on, I'm never laying double digits. I'm only going to take double digits, especially in town here when we get extra half a points. I mean, a 14.5 popped up for half a second last week on Miami. That's unbelievable. And I said it on my Fox show. I said it on every show I did during the week, which was a ton last week. By the way, I lost last week, even though Miami won. Wow, someone in media admitted to losing. Yes, someone in social media, someone in sports betting media. Yeah,
dude, here's the thing about that. Even when we admit to losing all the time here, people say we don't admit to losing. It's ridiculous. It's just absolutely ridiculous.
I lost.
What your point is the right one, though, which is we have literally in the last month seen historical comebacks in the NFL, right? Minnesota against Indianapolis that we saw just this last week.
Yep.
The third biggest comeback in playoff history, the fifth biggest comeback of all time with the Jaguars and the Chargers. We saw the Bills up 17. That lead dissipated into thin air, right? So none of these, to your point, yeah, absolutely. It's all Plinko, man.
But I look at this Kansas City line, though. There is some nines popping up at some very important sports books.
Kansas City going to win by 30 now.
Now, there's some very important sports books that control the market. I'll tell you, I haven't revealed this the whole season. Listen, you could just look at Circa. Watch their line, the way they're going. There's Spank's free odd service, right?
Mm-hmm. Spank odds.
You could just see where the market's going, and you could see what the sharp money is on, just following a lot of things at Circa. And Chris, I look at Circa, Chris, and I'll also put up, people can just go to Pinnacle. You can just go to Pinnacle.com.
It's always been Pinnacle, yeah.
So you can always look at these sites and either constantly refresh them, which is kind of a pain, or just look on one of those services, like I said. And it's amazing how blindly, it's the old Pinnacle lean, but you can use it at places like Circa now.
Yeah.
I know it's not always going to win, but I will put my money up and say this season it has won more than – now, what I'm trying to say, and the people that listen to this network are very – they're in tune with what
I'm
saying.
You and I have talked about the Pinnacle lean many times.
Oh, yeah, I wrote an article on it. I wrote an article on it in 2003.
Yeah, that's how old the Pinnacle lean is, even beyond that, yeah.
Yeah, so – but this year, though, I'll tell you, and what I'm trying to say is, by the way – if, let's say, Circa goes to Kansas City -9, and they're the rogue nine sitting out there by themselves, you can guarantee that there's people in town here and across the nation that are told, whatever Circa does, you do. Just move it on air. Don't take a bet. Just move it on air. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that's right, by the way. It's the reason why in college basketball, once in a while, I admit it, I have faked Circa. I have bet the wrong way on Circa because I watch some of the other sites move the line on air. So... not mostly. Mostly I am betting in the right way, but I'll notice that if I need a certain amount of money down on a college team or a college total, I'll bet the wrong way at Circa, and they'll move, and people just move on air and follow them blindly. So, but for the most part, though, by just betting that at a slow-moving sports book, what Circa is at, especially if it's a point off, that's a winning philosophy in the end. This year, now someone else kind of pointed this out to me, week 4 or 5 in the NFL, and I've been following it ever since, and he's absolutely right. And this guy, by the way, this guy can buy and sell me. And he's right. He's absolutely correct. So, of course, now I'm giving it out. He's probably going to get pissed. But anyway, I just noticed.
Finish your thought. Since week 4, week 5, what?
No, following the Circa lean.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Following that Circa lean. So, but anyway, I just noticed South Point here at the 6. And some of these lines really surprised me, though. I didn't think that, after last week, listen, that kid Lawrence really impressed me. I wasn't really a Trevor Lawrence fan. He came back in that game.
It was super
so
impressive.
So composed.
Yes.
After was it four interceptions?
Four picks.
Yeah, four picks and 27-0. That kid really impressed me. I mean, I would have actually been over there paying for the Waffle House meal if I was there, even though I didn't have him.
It was really good. He and Doug Peterson, right? Doug Peterson with the demeanor as a coach.
Yes.
That, a good coach knows what buttons to press, what not to press on certain guys.
Yeah.
And whatever they figured out there, that worked out beautifully for them.
Peterson came from, did he come from Philly to there?
Well, he didn't have a job for a little bit, but yes, he won the Super Bowl as the head coach for the Philadelphia Eagles. Yeah,
and he was at college before that. Right? He was somewhere in college. Anyway, he was a really good coach. I know that offensive-minded coach, and he brought a good mix to Philly. I'm surprised Philly got rid of him, to be honest.
Well, I said yesterday, I was like, this impresses me. This version of the Jaguars with him impresses me even more than the Eagles' run to the Super Bowl title. Because the Eagles' run to the Super Bowl title, if you go back, you know, that was the first indication of a coach really going for it on fourth down, and sometimes, you know, and their percentages on third and longs, right? They were third and seven and beyond. They had this unbelievable success rate that year. So they were just, it was a royal flush of good fortune on their side. Now, some of it is obviously skill, but, you know, you don't expect to have the conversion rate that they had.
Right.
And then, as I like to say derisively, they won it with replay rules from the future in the Super Bowl. They didn't even exist that year. So, but this year, like, there's no denying how great of a coach he is. Certainly after the Urban Meyer disaster from last year. But he just presses, pardon me, all the right buttons, and I couldn't be more impressed with that guy. And he should be a candidate for Coach of the Year for sure.
Yeah. Going to the Dallas-San Fran game, Chris is absolutely right. Chris Felica is absolutely right. I think that Tampa Bay made Dallas look better than they are.
Agree completely.
I think they did. But, I mean, I'm not going to be betting San Fran. I have no side in this game. I'm just saying, I think they made him look better than they are. I think Brady should, you know, he's going to hang it up, obviously.
But I think, you think hang it up, obviously? I don't know. That dude, that guy's ego for playing football?
The only thing I'm sure about is right now, my palms are sweating. I'm starting to sweat.
There we go.
That's the only thing I'm guaranteed about.
Ladies, stick around.
Can we get
some
air conditioner or something?
Stick around, ladies. Oh,
God.
Could be something special here on the show. More of the crack man on the other side, including this tweet we got, because I was talking about Vegas and the slim pickings here in Nevada when it came to tennis. Are pro bettors leaving to bet elsewhere? That's next. Numbers Game, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Before you make your next bet, be sure to visit VSiN.com to check the current betting splits data.
Split bets.
Want to know where the money and bets are moving every game? Well, the betting splits page is updated with DraftKings odds every 10 minutes, so you can see changes in all the action. Find out where the public is betting based on the number of tickets and where the money does not match the public opinion. You can check them out each and every day, not just today's action, but future events as well. Betting splits, yet another way that VSiN is here to make you a smarter, better year-round. Check them out each and every day. Today's betting splits for every game at vsin.com. Skill Alexander, Kelly Billen is here, and of course, Bill Krakenberger, unscripted with the crack man, braving the studio. You said some clothes may shed as the show goes on?
Yes, I might have to start shedding some articles of clothing.
We get this tweet from, I read this earlier, this is from Elvis Toast Patterson. Elvis Patterson, who we frequently call Toast as a cornerback for the New York Giants back in the 80s. He's a Elvis Toast Patterson fan. He says, Gilly, to piggyback off of yesterday, do you see or hear of professional sports bettors leaving Las Vegas for other states because of the bigger betting menus elsewhere? And the reason this came up, Bill, is because yesterday I was talking about how in the Australian Open, there was heat and rain delays.
Okay.
And so matches got pushed back.
Oh, okay.
And because they got pushed back, some matches that were originally scheduled yesterday, pick your time, let's say 4 p.m. our time Pacific, right, or anything through the evening, those matches got pushed back into the middle of the night. So they didn't get played at their designated scheduled times of 4 p.m., 5 p.m., 6 p.m., whatever it is, whatever it was Australian time too. So the sports books here in town, with the exception of all places of Boyd and Resorts World,
oh wow,
who kept them up, there is no other book in town that kept those matches up. In other words, we have become so, I don't know, pick your word, complacent, apathetic, technologically unable, whatever the reason is, no one cares enough to say, oh yeah, this match never even started, we should probably allow it for betting. And so I just did 3 minutes on the subject.
Yeah. Well, and the two places that you said kept it up are scared to death. So it's really hard to even get down at all. You must have had a hard time. But I think he is right, because I go back to Jersey all the time. I was going across the border to Arizona betting a lot of times on my apps just to go to the dam. So, yes, are they leaving permanently? Probably not. No, because there's a lot less people making a living betting sports than you might think, than anyone may think, not just Elvis Toast Patterson, but anyone may think. Trust me, it's a very small percentage of people. Sometimes on a betting network like VSiN, it sounds so much easier, and it looks like so many people are making a living. This is so easy. Trust me, it's not what you think. So
you and I have talked about this many times.
We've talked about that many times. Are they leaving temporarily like I do and coming back here? Sure. I can't take the weather anymore back east. I can't take the weather, but yeah, I still go, you know, sometimes during the playoffs and definitely Super Bowl. There's some good betting opportunities in different jurisdictions rather than here. I mean, just look at our good friend, our friend like Randy McKay. He moved to Colorado. I mean,
he moved to Colorado from South Dakota.
Yeah, from South Dakota, but he was here a lot. Yes. Now he doesn't have to come here a lot. He can just go to you know, Colorado.
No, but that is the just the fact you brought up the dam. I've brought up this up before. I made those World Series MVP bets that didn't get home. But literally, we drive from Las Vegas. It's about a 35-minute drive across the border.
This is
to Arizona. You're literally going to one of America's engineering marvels, Hoover Dam.
Oh, yeah.
Where you're literally, people are like, oh, yes, are you here to see the beauty? Are you here to take a tour? I'm like, no, I'm just here to make a wager.
Right.
Gillis gets back to my food truck idea.
Yes.
Bill just brought it up. Like, people do this.
And we drive over the Hoover Dam, one of America's great engineering marvels, if not the greatest.
You go off the first exit.
Literally, there's this little indentation into the mountain where there's
That's
a little
exactly
parking
right.
area. Yeah. You park there, and then you sit there and you make a couple bets.
Not saying people can't be killed there either. It's a very remote area. To be honest with you, I've been there at nighttime, and it's not, you know.
You recognize that this is Michigas, and that it's like the most ridiculous thing ever that we have to do that. Because if you want to bet on some stuff, that's what you got to do here.
So, set up a food truck down there, man, just for bettors. Come by. I'll have maybe a cold beer waiting for you in the desert, some wings, whatever. Come make some bets and then go.
And you could, and to Bill's point, you can just come back and sleep in your normal place in Vegas.
That exactly.
Yeah, it's just a day
trip.
30
minutes. Yeah. 35 minutes the most.
Anyway, we appreciate that kind of question because it is a thing.
People
and again, whenever we say that, there's numerous, you know, similar stories around the country. People in New York had to go to New Jersey for so long until they got it. There's certain areas that don't have mobile betting. They have to go into a brick and mortar. So we get it. We're not the only ones.
You just reminded me of something because I have some running around to do. So you just reminded me by saying that. So I've never made a bet at Resorts World. I just never have been over there. So Sunday night, someone asked me to go meet him at Resorts World at the Asian restaurant, which was great. It was called like Palace. It was fantastic. So I went over to
King Palace.
It was very good.
Yeah.
So I went over there, and I said, let me go on the sports book to see if they have any, just to see if they have any. This is Friday night. I want to see if they have any props for Saturday and Sunday.
Genting Palace, pardon me.
Okay. Yeah. So I went over there. As you can see, this is a $500 voucher. That's what it is. I haven't cashed it yet. Uh-huh. Just a voucher. So I went to the counter and said, hey, do you have any props on tomorrow's game? No, we do have them, but they're at the kiosk or the app. So I said, okay, because I never had no experience with this. But I've heard some other people saying some stuff that wasn't that good. But I said, let me just go bet a couple nickels and a couple props. So I go over to the sports book, and I'm going to make these bets on a couple bets on the app. And I put $500 bills in. And sure enough, I went to go bet a prop. I would have lost, actually. It was under passing touchdowns. It was under passing touchdowns by Skylar Thompson, under half. The plus 170 was a good bet, you know, mathematically. It was a good bet. So I went to go put it in, you could see bet waiting, so it's spinning, $500 waiting. Yeah. The next thing was your bet has been declined. I said, okay, maybe they're you know, afraid of a $500 bet. So it was declined. So what do? I lower it to $300. Mm-hmm. As you see, $300. Now,
Bill has screenshotted all of this.
Yeah, I'm going to read this.
Mm-hmm.
Selection under and the market for Skylar Thompson passing touchdowns, Miami Dolphins versus Buffalo, is not available for betting. Actually, I'm going to read this. Look at this. The market is no longer open. So I'm like, wow, look at these guys today. They were trying to take a bet from me, and they seen what I was betting, and they took the bet off for $300 off the board. So I just was like shocked at it. Now, two kiosks down, I hear a guy screaming. And I'm like, wow, look at this guy's going nuts. What's going on in this place? Well, he's screaming because he was trying to bet a 14 parlay, and they took the Bills Miami off the board the entire game because Bill Krakenberger was betting at a kiosk, two kiosks down. They took the whole game off the board. Something must be wrong. Wait a minute. Something must be wrong in this game. So this guy couldn't even bet his sucker parlay because they took the game off the board because of this kiosk, because of this bet. So I couldn't believe it. Now they come back and they put the prop back on 10 minutes later and they put the game back up. And they put it at plus 130. So it's a really bad move. It's a dirty, dirty move. It's so dirty. I plus 170 now plus 130. Didn't take a bet or anything. And I look at this place. Listen, if I have a 3% edge, which is a lot, that means that $300 ticket, even plus the 170, is worth about 15 grocery dollars. Give me a break. Is it worth the bad press you're getting now? Is it worth it? I've been blasting them on every network. I have. I'm continuing to, because everyone else knows that's the way this is at this Mickey Mouse operation. By the way, this Mickey Mouse $4.2 billion operation. I mean, come on, it's $28 for a couple wontons in the joint, and you can't take a bet from me for $15. I mean,
the food court is quite good, quite good Bill. It's
wonderful,
nice.
Wonderful. This is an experience you have to go through betting games here in Las Vegas. Imagine having the app. Listen, that place is for $100 bettors or less. That's exactly what it is.
That place is on there. Again, do I have to tell another Planet Hollywood story?
Yeah, of course.
I went there the other day. I went there the other day.
Keep torturing yourself.
It's ridiculous. Uh-huh. I don't know why. Put myself through it. But I bet four things. Kelly, I sent you the four bets. I bet the Taylor Fritz quarter four bet, which lost.
Yep.
Jordan Poole, and then the two MVP bets, George Kittle and Christian McCaffrey, 80-1 and 18-1. It's on the app. I just happen to be there. I walk up. Hey, want these bets? Bill, it was like they were trying to find the Yeti. Like,
wow.
Where is Bigfoot?
Yeah.
And they kept throwing me. We don't have MVP of the NFL. No, MVP of the Super Bowl. We have Super Bowl bets. No. Let's combine the two. MVP of that game.
Wow.
It's pretty normal. And they kept shoving something in my face. No. It's not these odds. Look, want me to show you on the app? Here it is right here. It took, and I'm not lying, 20 minutes. So much that the supervisor who was adjacent to the guy that I was doing with, name is Michelle. Michelle knows me from over at the Cosmo. She starts laughing.
Because
sure. She's like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
This
you can't
is so
say nothing to the employees now. We're in a time where no one gets fired. No one can say and take any constructive criticism. They go right to HR. You can't do anything.
The guy next to him was like, yeah, we don't have that. I look at both of them and I go, do you mind if I go over here to Michelle to do this? Because it's unbelievable.
Yeah. It's bad. But, Gil.
Yeah.
My buddy.
Yes.
You really must love, there's like masochistic thought. You really enjoy this pain. You can go to Caesar's Palace, which has some of the best clerks in the world. I was there twice this week.
Can I tell you why?
Go ahead.
There's a Chipotle.
Too long of a walk?
There's a Chipotle right there.
Oh, it's the Chipotle syndrome involved. Okay.
I've lost 13.
I get it.
I've lost 13 pounds eating Chipotle.
I've gained 13.
More with the Crack Man next.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
If you're looking for a betting edge on football's big game, the VSiN experts have got you covered. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber with an introductory offer of only $9.99. VSiN Pro subscribers get access to our daily recap of the top plays made by VSiN show hosts and guests. Tools like our betting splits that let you see where the money and bets are moving every game. Deep dive betting reports, VSiN betting guides for the biggest games of the season, where our experts break down brackets, best bets, and all the big game props. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Visit VSiN.com/subscribe today to sign up for only $9.99 and become part of the Sports Betting Network. That's VSIN.com/subscribe. We should also mention we gave out picks earlier on the show. VSiN.com/picks for all of our picks, not just this show, but every show on the network.
Go get them.
Go get them. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Always appreciate the feedback. Mike Ross, can Andy Murray cash me this 12-1 ticket that I have in game on this game? What's the fifth set score here with Andy Murray? Andy Murray down two sets to Tanasi Kokkinakis. Oh, he's got three break points, does Murray. He might get you your 12-1, man. Looking good. Andy Murray. Remember, at one point, there was not only a big three, there was a big four. And Andy Murray was that fourth.
I hope he gets it done, you know, since I already proclaimed he won the match earlier in the show.
That's right. Truck, 1223. Do you think the Sacramento Kings to win the division holds up 3.5 games? If not, then who?
Ooh, good question. Let me get back to you on that one.
Jesse Welsh. I wish you would have asked the guest if he could find Tampa Bay Super Bowl odds anywhere. Sanjay, worrying about... Sean Payton's salary is pointless. Good for Sean. Hope he gets it. Yeah, I believe I did say good for Sean. Game recognized game. People hear what they want to hear. I'm just saying.
I think there's
I'm just saying he's not worth it is what I'm saying.
Yes, yeah. He is not worth it.
Yeah.
Going back to that Kings one real quick. Kings plus 160 to win the Pacific. Yeah. Warriors plus 175. Suns plus 425. Clippers 6-1. Lakers 20-1. I think there's a good chance the Kings could hold on to win that division. I'm not willing to bet that at plus 160, though.
Sam Ginsberg. I don't know if anyone has mentioned this, but as you talk about Peterson's Philly experience, I think there's a comparison to Brock Purdy. If I remember correctly, everyone was constantly saying Nick Foles was due for a bad game that year. They were, Sam. It's an excellent point. Let's see. Oh, Jesse Welch adds. He says, I love how the fact that Sean Payton up and left his franchise behind in disarray and hamstrung salary cap hamstrung salary cap wise and draft capital wise, and all of that is just ignored. This is from Dan. I live in Delaware, where mobile betting is not legal. I have designated spots in Maryland, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. I get your ordeal.
Yeah, he's got to go over some borders too.
Chris Hausch, Tennis and Crack. What's better than that? Knowledge is power. Numbers don't lie.
Hey, thanks, Chris.
Get them both at Beeson. Crane Pool. I'll see your Hoover Dam and raise you the Bayonne Bridge.
He's right.
Where I now go to bet on awards because for some reason New York doesn't take award wagers. That's always the thing in New York.
Yeah
they don't do awards.
Yeah, well, I got Isaiah already looking at land in Arizona for us to buy.
Gil, I got to interrupt you for a second. Look at this ESPN. There's five guys sitting around a studio.
Yeah.
They just had in giant letters, they just had, will Hurts get over 50 and a half yards? The odds up on it.
Imagine.
I just look at that.
Imagine.
Five guys on ESPN talking about the odds. By the way, none of them ever could make make any winning sports bets their whole life. But these are got five guys sitting around, though, and not to pick on them, but just. The idea of the subject matter is, that's amazing.
It's amazing.
That's amazing.
It's amazing.
A couple of years back when the NFL wasn't getting a share of this, wasn't getting their little shakedown piece, no one bets on sports. They're just fans of the game. ESPN, five guys sitting around a studio overlooking Manhattan there. Both sides of the river there, you can make bets legally now, and everyone's happy, and everyone's joining in the sharing of the money and the profit share. Everyone's talking about it now. I just looked up and seen that. I was like, wow, that blows me away. I know it's probably nothing maybe to
no,
offer.
It's,
that blows
it's,
me away.
Bill,
they had the odds up there, five guys talking, really get
you,
more than
– You can't say it enough because not only was it like betting is this thing in the court, but we were – looked at like we were just the worst
D-gens,
human
gamblers,
beings
bad
alive.
Person.
Yes.
Yeah, like the little white stuff in the crack of your mouth. They, he's that guy.
Now you got Greeny with his jet black hair talking about it.
Wow, I cannot believe it. I don't watch a lot of TV because I can't learn nothing off these guys. So, but I looked up and seen that and I was just shocked to see it.
Killing you know what I said.
But
pro tip, men, don't color your hair.
Go with the salt and pepper.
Jason H11, Gilly drives over the dam, pulls into his usual spot and sees a food truck labeled Bidlin's Burgers, opens his door and out pops Kelly who yells, splitting bets!
Bam! See, you're on the right track.
Wilkman, buy a big van, small bus, and drive people to Arizona and back for a small fee.
No, I'm not doing that. Jeez, God. I got to deal with people all day long like that? No.
Easy pickings, too. Your trip to Arizona is a piece of chocolate cake to bet. I have to drive from St. Louis County to East St. Louis to make a legal bet.
How far is that, though? It sounds like it should be close.
Sounds close to me,
St. Louis to St. Louis.
Oh, man.
Got to go to the east side, my man.
Eddie Vegas Runner. Oh, this is great. He said, how much for half a wonton? In Chris Rock's voice. For real, I'm going to get you, sucker. How much for a rib?
Yeah.
Just one rib.
Yeah.
That's great.
No, you've been to that food court, though. It's very good.
Listen,
very good.
I say
very good.
If Circa is known for Stadium Swim and the sports book, the world's largest sports book,
and
rightfully so, every casino has its thing. Resorts World's thing is that food court.
Food court's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, they have, and there's so many different type of Asian foods. It's not like, literally, they have like six little kind of Asian foods in there. It's fantastic. It's a bust-out joint, though.
It is a bust-out joint.
I mean, I go to Wohop in New York, and I get the same wontons. Or there's a little place right there on the side. I think it's called Moscow Street. There's a little side thing. All they serve is like soup noodles and wontons. I mean, you get a bag of 20 for like $7.
I'm totally walking in there, and when I get my tray with the food, I'm like, you know y'all are bust out joint, right?
Yeah.
I'm totally
saying
I get
that. A bag of 20 of these for $7 back off, man.
Yeah.
Some bust out joint.
They are.
But to your point earlier, circling it back, it's not a sports book place. The sports book is just there for window dressing.
See,
that's ridiculous, too. Isn't that ridiculous? A big, giant company like that denying $300 bets, they should be embarrassed of themselves. I think I'm going to use that. I think the bane of my existence until the Super Bowl is to bury them on every single thing I do. I'm
going to start tweeting out. Angry bets at the bust-out joint.
Yeah. I think from their setup in the sports book to watch games, I actually think it's kind of cool because it's different, right?
Like, it's nice looking.
If Circa hit the height of stadium watching, right? You're not gonna beat that, right? Like they have set that up. If you want to go and watch that stadium style, watch as many games, you're not beating what Circa has. If you want to go like more of a sports bar experience, that's kind of where Resorts World went with it. I don't know. I kind of like it. It's a little different.
Well, you like it because there's that massive sports bar and there's big screens.
Right.
I totally get it. There's all kinds of weird little sports books that are kind of cool for everybody. The Aria, the Aria is like this strange living room kind of thing.
Yep.
Have you ever been to the Link sports book?
Yes.
That's interesting.
That's an interesting one. Good point.
Like pods.
Yeah, and it's right in the middle of all that action right there. No, that's a cool one, too. You're right.
Yeah, there's a lot of different creative kind of sports books. One size does not fit all.
That's right.
And then there's
a lot you just walk by and you're like, meh.
Yeah.
Nothing here for me. Nothing.
Well, there was a period here, and Bill knows this as well as anybody, in the early 2010s when CG Technology had overrun the town where it was like red cubicles all over town.
Oh, yeah.
That was the worst period. Remember that with like the Hard Rock one was red. The Venetian was just red cubicles.
Yes, you're right.
It's like you were in an office.
That was
space.
The way Canner was trying to do. They were trying to be state of the art, actually. They're red cubicles, but having screens and odd screens up. I remember you used to walk at the thing. Do you remember this
with the phone?
If the odds actually had Pinnacle on them. So when you walked in, so you're here in town using, let's just call it illegal. I guess it's illegal to them. Pinnacle's right on the screen in every single Cantor book in town.
Yeah.
And someone got wind of that at the gaming board, and they actually did take it off.
Well,
but you're right, though. You had so many things.
You remember there was that really small period of time.
Yeah.
I want to say it was like 2011 or 2012, where if you walked into the sports book and used your cell
phone. Forget about it.
They would come up to you and be like, you got to use that outside of the sports book. So you literally.
Wait, what?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. The Mirage, I got thrown out. I had an argument with the guy.
The Hard Rock all the time. All the time.
Yeah. Why?
I had my phone at my seat and they threw me out.
You would literally, I'd be like, okay. You'd back up 10 steps onto the casino floor and you'd be like this. I'm still using
it. Well, like, was the reasoning just the general casino rules? Like if you're at a blackjack table or a poker table?
They didn't even know why they were enforcing it. How about that?
They had no idea.
How about that? They didn't even know why.
They had no idea.
Doesn't make any sense.
But you know what one guy said to me? He goes, would you take a Big Mac into Burger King? I was like, so you think I'm checking offshore lines? And getting a better option.
Someone
than the
said
one
that to you?
Yeah.
What an idiot.
Totally.
It's not even a
good comparison. I wouldn't let him off the floors.
It's like, would you bring a bottle of Pepsi inside a McDonald's? That's the comparison. It's like, wait, what? Yeah,
He thought he was destroying me with that logic. I was like, really?
They don't even know. You couldn't. And we're talking about not at the counter. We're talking about at your seats. Some books will still try to enforce you can't have your phone at the counter, sir. But
and by the way, Kelly, one day it disappeared into thin air and nobody ever mentioned it
again.
Well,
I was going to say, I remember I haven't been to the Silverton in about 2 years, but I'm pretty sure the last time I was over there, they got that same setup you're talking about.
Oh, let me just say this again because it's in proximity. I've only been to the Silverton once. I went to the M for the first time. I mentioned this the other day in like 5-6 years. Like I haven't been to the M in forever.
Gem and the
M is where
you're not missing nothing.
The M is where Cantor Gaming had their in-game algorithm. That was the mothership. I love that casino.
I love it too.
The sports book is just the same terrible screen.
Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah,
but I like the little food thing next to it. It's a beautiful casino.
Little deli. Oh, the casino's beautiful.
Beautiful place.
And it's a really beautiful place. But
wrap it up with the crack man on the other side. Numbers Game, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashing the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM Rewards points. You can redeem for online bonus credits like free bets. It's never been easier to join the action on the new BetMGM app featuring a fresh redesign with improved features and quicker navigation. And if you're planning a trip to Vegas, you can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM Rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM Resorts located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. BetMGM Rewards, sports betting's premier loyalty program, including exclusive offers, incredible experiences, and valuable perks when you wager with BetMGM. Sign up with BetMGM or log in today to take advantage of BetMGM Rewards. Eligibility restrictions apply. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Skill Alexander, we get tweets. Russell Johnson. Okay, Gil, you won't tell us where your favorite sushi place is, but you have to tell us what you're eating at Chipotle to lose 13 pounds, asking for a friend. I will absolutely tell you. Chipotle, it's great if you don't go crazy. So I do brown rice, double chicken, and I just do mild salsa and corn. I also, by the way, throw in some cheese. I don't kill myself, but that'll do it for you. I promise you. Robert Busey. Oh, by the way, and you also have to play tennis with Todd Wishdev, who, by the way, was told that he's a 4.0 or a 4.25 or something like that, 4.5 on the USTA tennis ratings. I would like Ben Wilson, if he's listening, to tell me if that's true.
I don't know if that's good or not.
It's great. I can't solve it.
Hey,
I'll tell you that.
You're losing weight if he's got you running around the court all day. Yeah. That's what I hear.
Yeah. Robert Busick, Gil, you will not get that experience at the Circa in Reno. We pride ourselves with great customer service, especially Thursday, 5:30 to 10:30, and Saturday, 2 to 7, my hours. Thank you, Robert. I will be there one day. Oh, and then the CW, we'll wrap up tweets with this. The CW, where LIV Golf, LIV Golf will take, has their TV deal. The CW is in 122 million homes.
I saw this too.
And its app has been downloaded 90 million times.
Like ever or today?
I always when I read numbers like that, I always wonder the context.
Okay,
yes.
What was the first 122 million households, right? I think I saw Kevin Porter, a golf writer.
Kyle Porter. Yeah,
Kyle Porter. So, he's talking about the YouTube views
being
correct. The same amount.
YouTube, 2.6 billion monthly active users.
Yeah.
Again, right after Buffy the Vampire Slayer on the CW. We have this in also. This is new. So remember that whole UFC fight?
Yes, of course.
Where word got out and then the line
the trainer,
everybody was betting it.
Manager or trainer, yeah.
So UFC has just come out. Athletes prohibited from placing any wagers directly or through a third party on any UFC match, including placing any wagers on themselves. Shouldn't this have already been in place?
So I read that whole thing, and I did hand it to you.
Yeah.
And I apologize for not saying this ahead of time. I don't really know what's on here that wouldn't have
Me
been
too.
In place before.
Me too. Jesus. Wagering by an athlete. Prohibitions against wagering may apply to insiders, and violations of wagering prohibitions may result in criminal sanction. Well, yes, yes, and yes.
Thank you, Isaiah. Tells me that apparently you used to be able to bet on yourself.
Used to be able to bet on yourself.
Yes.
Well, Floyd used to send people down to the M.
For boxing, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then he would knock out someone, I guess that's really not. He's just betting on himself to knock someone out fast.
Right, but that was the counter Pete Rose argument too, right? Remember, Pete Rose was like, I only bet on the Reds. Yeah, but what about the days you didn't bet on the Reds? What was going on those days?
Yeah.
That's the counter argument.
I hate to say it.
I'm on Pete's side. I'm sorry.
I'm not saying I'm not. I'm just telling you what the counter argument is.
Even though he's not the best person. But, like, I was in Cincinnati for 2 weeks ago to do a Fox show. They flew us there and we went to the stadium. Pete Rose way is sliding in a beautiful bronze statue of him sliding life size.
Charlie Hustle
throws out the first. No, what did he do? Oh no, he made the first bet. He made the first legal bet in Ohio, and the guy's not allowed in the Hall of Fame.
It's
one of
brutal.
The best players of all time.
It's brutal.
It's ridiculous. Now, with him not paying bookmakers and stuff that I know, very bad. But you know that I know of. I heard the stories and from credible sources. But can I get into a couple things before we go off?
Please, absolutely.
I like the yes-no bets on teams to win the Super Bowl. I like when someone offers no, not just yes. I think the no side may have some value on certain situations. Let me just tell you, yes-no bets on proposition bets, players scoring touchdowns and stuff, there's some really good no's out there when that time comes. Let me give some advice here, though. Oh, by the way, usually I hate betting futures because they're so juiced. So you had Chris on earlier. He likes San Fran. Chris, you're over there. You have DraftKings. DraftKings has plus 450 on San Fran. No one in the world has that to win the Super Bowl. Nobody. I think here they have plus 350. So plus 4.5 to 1. If you're going to bet, that's a decent line anyway with DraftKings on there. Don't tease this weekend through the zero, guys. I don't want to hear no one teasing the San Fran-Dallas game. I don't want to hear it. People tease from 13.5 down to 6.5 on Buffalo. Yeah, how'd you like that?
how'd you like that?
You know, I mean, come on. People are teasing up. I got to be honest with you. I don't like no one teasing up. Who's teasing Dallas to 10.5 or something? I think it's terrible. It's a terrible way to tease, in my opinion, from everyone that I've learned about. First of all, teaser prices are out of control anyway. It wasn't a good tease back when it was a 6-point even teaser. Never mind minus $1.40. I mean, just use a mask and a gun, not minus $1.40 on a 6-point teaser. So, people just think they're geniuses because they won their money line, their three-team money line parlay, which they got very lucky with last
Super
week.
Super lucky.
San Fran, Cincinnati, and Buffalo. You got extremely lucky to win that. Yeah. Be happy. The sports books, by the way, the sports books, most of them, like I said to them, I know Chris came on and said they didn't kill him on Sunday. They beat him on Saturday. We have an MGM-sponsored sports book that sponsors my Fox show, and he said if Miami would have beat Buffalo outright, it would have been their biggest game since they opened the app.
I quoted you on that.
Oh, you did, yeah. You did. I listened. So anyway, don't think you guys are all geniuses because you won last week on a couple things that you can start teasing these games. And it looks so easy, doesn't it? Kansas City, Philadelphia. Doesn't that look so easy, that teaser? It looks so easy, right? Every sports book in the world is going to be rooting for Jacksonville and Giants to win outright. I can tell you that.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to, let you, these.
Kelly and I immediately we love that teaser.
I understand. Listen, yeah. Fez even says it to me. I'm not saying, listen, I hope you guys win.
Yeah.
I'll be rooting for you.
But you're 100% right. The books will be, obviously.
It looks so easy.
They want an outright so bad in one of those.
I go to Caesars yesterday. I go to eat at the Americana, Cafe Americana. It's a little, it's like their breakfast spot in the morning. I go in there, and one of the executives came up, a very nice guy, and actually paid for my breakfast without me knowing. So it was very nice guy. I just said hello to him, and the next thing I know, I asked for my check, and he said, no, they picked it up for you. These two pretty high executives, actually. I'm like the third guy in charge. Came over to me, and he goes, the fourth guy in charge, said, I want to meet my boss. Very nice guy. Very good stuff over at Caesars. Now, I want to say something that I probably shouldn't say. Of course. Here we go.
I love it.
Dun-dun-dun-dun. You wouldn't believe what the non-gaming revenue for Caesars Palace was in 2022.
Oh, yes, I would.
Oh, listen, they weren't number one, by the way. Number one shocks me. I would have lost my bankroll betting. There's no way they're number one. Caesars made $700 million last year. People coming up, paying for their rooms, paying for meals. Up to 70% of people that walk in the casino are paying for everything. You know, it's shocking, shocking. $700 million. Do you know who made $800 million? I don't see the foot traffic here to win $800 million. $800 million, the win. The win was number one. I thought it would be maybe the Venetian. The win, number one. Then again, it's $600 for a room on Friday, Saturday night.
So this is rooms and gaming.
No. Non-gaming.
Oh, non-gaming.
Nothing to do with gaming.
Non-gaming.
Non-gaming revenue. People coming in paying $100 for a steak. Uh-oh. People coming in. $800 million. And to prove my point, I made a nice copy of yesterday's breakfast. Imagine how nice I am. The guy pays for my bill, and I still want to bury the place.
Win doesn't surprise me, though, because who wouldn't? I mean, it's always filled, right?
It's so nice.
It's beautiful.
Cafe Americana yesterday. What do you think a breakfast can cost for two people? What do you think of, in a casino?
With the tip?
No.
Without the tip?
Yeah.
I'm going to go 70. Something.
Yeah, how about 137? You're double.
Oh, what are you doing?
So ready? All right, hold on. Here you go.
I was going to guess 80.
Two coffees.
Yeah.
$14.
Yeah.
Two orange juices. $20.
How was that one?
Two Diet Pepsis. $14. I know we have a lot of drinks.
By the way, this guy comped and Bill is killing him.
Oh, I'm sorry. I know. He was very nice. yeah, no, he did. He did.
Imagine what they paid for me.
Steak and eggs.
Yeah, that's what this earlier.
Steak and eggs.
Yeah.
$55.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I was paying. I have comp points there. I'm a 7-star member. I could pay with the comp points. I mean, I don't know. It was very nice of him to pay, though. I thank you.
Yeah.
By the way, the staff there is fantastic. I wish if I had a restaurant, I'd be stealing those guys. They were such good servers and stuff. And, and they get tipped for it well by certain people. But anyway, I just wanted to close with that about $800 million. Anyway.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
In our next lifetime, we should all be casino moguls.
Wow.
Pro tip. Money. Pro tip. Pro tip. If you like teams like the Bengals or the Cowboys to win the Super Bowl, consider mixing in some exact bets and get some long odds if involving the correct teams. I'm talking about the Bengals. It's our pro tip for the hour. We do one every hour on Visa across every show, so that means at least 20 every day. All available for Visa Pro subscribers only at Visa.com, where you can sort them by sport and by show. Thank you, Billy, as always.
Thank you.
Appreciate it very much. The Megapod is what I'm doing next. Adam Chernoff, our guest with Todd Wishnev and Jeff Parlay. Right here at Visa, the Lombardi Line. Enjoy. From VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.